Listener Phil wrote, please move the Diane Rehm Show off of WHQR or to a late night time slot. My afternoon commute is ruined now that I have to choose between right-wing propaganda and the left-wing Rehm. I can't believe such shows as my beloved Science Friday were removed from your schedule for Rehm's unabashed liberal dribble and anti-Republican rhetoric. I used to think that NPR was above this Limbaugh-esque style promoted by this terrible program. Please correct this. And we had a similar comment from Janet in Whiteville. Alana Whitney wrote, each week I listen to feedback from people complaining about the political slant of the talk shows that WHQR broadcasts, in particular the Diane Rehm Show. It seems to me that people need to realize that listening to shows that only profess the same viewpoint that they subscribe to will not cause them to learn anything. It will only provide them a warm, fuzzy feeling that their own view is the best. Perhaps it's best that we all listen to other viewpoints to broaden our minds and understand the wide range of human thought.
My name is Carolyn Atkinson. This morning on my way to work early at about 5:30, I was listening to the announcer speak about Cinematique for tonight. Unfortunately, she didn't seem to know how to pronounce the word melancholia, and the name of the movie was called Melancholia about three times. You might want to tell her what she's reading. Thank you. Bye.
We checked with the film's distributor and found that they prefer the pronunciation melancholia, not the anglicized melancholia. It's a film by a Danish director with an international cast. However, it's in English, and Carol's feedback led us to conclude that for clarity, we should use the anglicized pronunciation. Thanks, Carol. Here's another example of how your feedback helps us. Our weekly e-newsletter incorrectly gave a start time of 1 p.m. for tomorrow's live Metropolitan Opera broadcast of Wagner's Götterdämmerung. We had concerned feedback from listeners about that, so here's a correction. The opera will start tomorrow at noon, an hour earlier than usual. Fans of This American Life, which is normally heard at that time, can catch it at its regular rebroadcast time next Friday at 7 p.m. Finally, from our feedback phone, a shout-out to the master of all programming.
Bob Workman is doing a great job filling in for George Shatner on Smooth Landings. His selections this week have been just outstanding. We've just had a great time listening to some of the really unusual and interesting music that he's chosen. George would be proud.
We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback for your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station. You can send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.